Welcome to our seventh Redevcast already. It's great to be here in this beautiful city with two beautiful ladies, Cécile Poussadou, Portfolio Director, and Vanessa Medioni, Marketing Director. So Cécile, how long have you been here in the company?
I am in the company for 6 years now. I joined Redevco in the finance department, and then I switched to the management of the French portfolio since 3 years now.
Wow, that's a big shift.
Yes,
yeah. It is. And Vanessa, you've been here longer, right?
Yeah, I'm working for Redevco for 11 years now. I'm in charge of marketing and communication for Redevco France.
Which brings exciting times for you as a marketing director. Yeah, yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about the project in France. They contribute a lot to our mission. Our mission is to lead the transformation of cities to ensure they are sustainable and livable. First of all, Cécile, can you tell us a little bit about the context we're operating in the market?
Yeah, so the French market is, as other markets around Europe, suffered of some difficulties, but it's important to note that during the last 8 years, French economy suffered a lot with major events like COVID as the others, but also major strikes, urban violences, yellow jackets. So all these events.
A lot of things happening,
Exactly. But in spite of this, we can see that France is still a strong country and really attractive for investors. We are lucky to have really low KPIs. For example, the inflation is at 4% now, which is quite low compared to other European countries. Alors, thanks to the financial support of the government, and also the unemployment rate is at 7.4% now, which is also low compared to what we had before before COVID.
Yes, yeah.
In this context, we have a really high interest rate, meaning that all the transactions and investments are quite quiet.
Yeah.
But during this time, we are lucky at Redevco to use this time in a really valuable way, because we have two wonderful projects to develop in France, in Paris, Boulevard Haussmann and Rue de Rivoli. So we are happy to have this time to develop new things. Create better places in cities.
Great. And so before we dive into the project and also look at the social aspect, which is a little bit under, there's less attention for it, we go to the regulations, because the French government has installed a few regulations that will
push the
sector to be more sustainable. Can you say a little bit about that?
There are two main regulations, RE 2020 and Décret Tertiaire. And the goal of these two regulations is really to sensibilize the building sector in terms of energy consumption and in terms also of gas emission, but also to make the sector more agile in terms of adaptation for future climate changes.
Okay. So that is really about the environmental aspect. Yeah. What about the social aspect, Vanessa?
In every redevelopment place we do, we are very social
minded.
Exactly. The place in order for people to be happy to come.
Yes.
And we try to create awareness about sustainability issues.
We take a sort of leadership role.
We try to educate and to learn. We have a lot of family and young people, so it's very important for us to have this social role.
That's good. So we also create awareness, we educate the end consumer. Okay. So if we talk about the projects. I know that there are a couple of beliefs that we use to really become more sustainable and also bring in the social element. Can you say a little bit about what these four beliefs are?
Yes. Thanks, Priscilla. So these four beliefs are firstly commitment in terms of sustainability and also in social activities.
Yeah.
The second one is a mixed use. We try to develop in each project with mixed use activities, which is really important. We also integrated a lot and as much as we can all the partners as soon as we can in the development of project.
Yeah.
And finally, the programmation, which is something new for us, but that we want really to develop in all our projects also.
Okay, okay. And I want to know a little bit more about programmation because you said it's new. And Vanessa, for you, it's crystal clear what needs to happen, right?
Yes, it is. but it's a really innovative way to deal with our asset and redevelopment. The idea is to create a programmation all day long for every place, to attract once again people like a social place, and to be very innovative in terms of events and activities.
Okay, so we offer a lot of new things to attract people all day long.
Exactly, and to be stronger in terms of experiences.
Okay, and we also involve the end consumer with that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, and we've done it. I know we've done it in Lille and we've done it in Bordeaux. So we have learned some lessons on how to do it because we are now working on two new projects in Paris. You also refer to it. Yeah. What are those projects and how do we learn from, or how do we apply the lessons learned?
Yeah, yeah. So these two projects are located in Paris, in Boulevard Haussmann, where we are today.
Yeah.
And also in Rue de Rivoli, which is really a vibrant place in Paris with a lot of cultural, historical and retail activities. So we develop, we learned a lot from what we did in Lille and in Bordeaux, for example, and we have now a really well know-how and the way to redevelop building, to integrate all the sustainability part, this social part, this programmation, and we are going to put into practice what we did previously in Rue de Rivoli and in Boulevard Haussmann.
Great.
Yeah, we can say that we are expert now on mixed-use project in urban environment.
Yeah, and city revitalization, I think. Okay, great. Well, we do a deep dive on all of these topics. So if the listener wants to know more, we can refer them to that. But thank you for the short introduction of our very exciting conversation.
Thank you,
Priscilla.